This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to broaden your view. If it's one remark that I've heard over and over again, it's how challenging 2020 was and how glad we all should be to see it go. Personally, I know what it feels like to live through a very challenging year, and I had this experience prior to 2020. What I've come to learn is that I was holding on to a very narrow view of things. Today, I see things from both a natural and a spiritual perspective. For example, let's all agree that 2020 was beyond challenging and tumultuous for many. There's no sugarcoating that. It was a difficult year, period. Yet I've also learned to ask myself, what's going on spiritually? This is what I'm encouraging you to do too. A year that felt challenging to you may have been God preparing you and pruning you for greater, not your definition of greater, but His. Maybe He needed to challenge you in a way where you were not only well positioned to receive His blessings, but you were stronger, wiser, filled with more humility to hold on to those blessings. Looking back at my own life, the year that I used to call the most difficult year I ever had to endure ended up being a very defining year for me. God was chiseling me into the woman I am today. Yes, some of that chiseling was painful, but it was also serving a purpose. Was 2020 not only a challenging year for you, but maybe a defining one too? As you reflect on that, remember these words: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, enjoy the spiritual view.